The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to the inner city, inner city, inner city.
Ain't no love in the heart of the city, heart of town. Ain't no love in the show not for pity. Ain't no love cause you ain't around. When you were mine, oh, I was feeling so good. Cause you love lit up this whole neighborhood. But now that you're gone, you know the sun don't shine from the city hall to the county line.
Good evening, Bahamas, and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Valentin O'Brien, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres on Guardian Radio every 6:30 to 8 p.m. Our producer in the studio today is none other than Wally. He's one of the greatest producers that you can find in the country. He does an outstanding job of letting the flow of the airwaves go and really tutoring the host. So does such a wonderful job. Also to Kymet, next producer, and Arlington Butler, one of our next producers. They do a fantastic job on Guardian Radio 96.9. Telephone numbers tonight on Guardian Radio are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and you can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. Last week on Inside the Inner City, we had a lot of wonderful callers with wonderful their opinions on different matters that we were talking about, injustice in the country. And, you know, it's good to get two sides of the story. Sometimes you get three sides of the story, but it's good that we all can listen to one another and get to understand on how we can cooperate with one another more openly and without us having to argue. And that's what we try to do on Inside the Inner City. Today's show, we're going to talk about the COVID-19. We talk about the capability of the Princess Margaret Hospital, the Omovel. We've seen them having mid-shaped tents, etc. So, and also we have Dr. C. Newry calling in the studios this afternoon. He did such a wonderful job on the Hajj Block show just now a few minutes ago. And the Hajj Block also did a wonderful job. And as I was listening on my way to the studios, I really didn't have nothing to have a conversation on this show at this particular hour. But I always just come up with something. So I want to start by saying that nurses leader says staff struggling with scream of new COVID-19 patients. With the uprise in COVID deaths, with the uprise in new COVID cases, and going back to the 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Curfew. It's not a lockdown, but this is a precautionary measure because of the recent surge in the COVID-19. And also, I think the debt has increased to about 60 or 70, correct? And there has been an increase in patients being admitted to the Princess Margaret Hospital. And I mean, listening to Nahaja Black show on my way to the studio, it's very confusing as a citizen because, like, I know I can explain this, but I can try my best. All right. Firstly, the government of the Bahamas is steadily aiming. They're not making it mandatory on their agenda when it comes to vaccinated, fully vaccinated persons. First, when we say fully vaccinated, we're talking persons who take one or two or three doses. You know, some people already took one dose and they have not received a second dose, I guess. And in that case, what we need to understand is that even if you get fully vaccinated, that still does not mean that you cannot get COVID-19. Okay? Now, when they're saying fully vaccinated persons, they're saying they can, fully vaccinated persons can dine, they could gather in small numbers, also could go to funerals, et cetera, et cetera. So there seems to be some type of animosity for those who are not vaccinated in the country. And the same making it mandatory on receiving a COVID-19 vaccination shot. It seems the more they talk, and if you listen, you could see in where they're favoring people who are fully vaccinated or encouraging people to get vaccinated. And this in turn, you know, it's kind of startling because as an individual, I think I have the right to pick and choose what goes in my body, regardless of the dangers of COVID-19. And I'm not telling the general public never or not to get your COVID-19 shot. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that based on false news, true news, we look at America, and if you look at America, you would see where we are. Dr. Fauci was being investigated, and he was put before the council, and he asked many questions. He was the leading one who facilitated COVID-19 as to how people should be vaccinated, why they should be vaccinated, and what would be the outcome. And there were many questions that were asked to him, and many things he said, you know, came back not to be so true. So when we're in the country and I listen to the airwaves and you hear people say, let me see if I can put this. And when you listen to the airwaves, you could see where the government is siding with persons who are fully vaccinated. So they seems to be the citizens of the country. For us who have not taken the shot, I think it's going to be many problems for us. I think many of us who don't take the shot will not be able to travel. I think for many of us who don't take the shot, we will not be allowed to be dining. For us who don't take the shot, there are going to be a lot of restrictions coming down on us because you're going to need a COVID-19 test and et cetera just to get in certain places. Now, the government is not saying that, but if you listen, it's getting more closer to that. And the thing is, what I don't understand, and the Hasha Block and Mr. Nuri did such a wonderful job, because I heard Ms. Block say it's kind of confusing. And she made a point that the poor people don't have the kind of resources how the former Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Dr. Hubert Minnis, when he was diagnosed with COVID-19. Notice what happened. He was immediately surrounded by the best doctors and physicians in the country, took him in, and they dealt with him in a timely fashion. Many of us who might know the truth or don't know the truth, or the truth is mixed up in all the lies about COVID-19, you know, this scares us because us as a citizen, we're looking for the leadership and we're looking for people to speak the truth to us. But we always back and forth. You know, for instance, we're asking, what about health insurance for COVID-19? Since, if you take the vaccine shot, right, and there's no side effect, then what is the backup plan? If I do take the COVID-19 shot and I fall ill because I take the COVID-19 shot, can I sue somebody? Or is my insurance going to be able to pay for my health, etc.? And this is the question we're asking. But Wally, I want you to notice and everyone notice, do you think behemoths like to take needle? Do you think the COVID-19 is out? But do you think our leaders really know that most behemoths, the majority of behemoths in the country, don't like to take needles? You know, that's hard to believe. But the majority of behemoths who live in this country, we don't like needles. And we don't like doctors. And also, you're talking about a young generation of people in the country who you are trying to get to go and get fully vaccinated. You're talking to young persons who are looking for leaders. But the leaders today are not the dynamic leaders back 40, 50 years ago. Speak, people would just jump up. People would jump up and dive in the sea where a shark is when certain leaders talk many years ago. And we're talking like Sir Randall, Sir Lyndon, you know, et cetera, successor Wallace Whitfield. You know, when they speak with authority because people respect those leaders. But today, the standard of respecting leaders has completely diminished, because if you look on Facebook, and they say there's a lot of false news arising in the country, you would see where they'd show when the prime minister was opposition leader, and now he's the prime minister of the country, where he said some things when he was opposition, and then when he became prime minister, he's doing something different. And this is very confusing for many of us, and many of us, even though the prime minister could be telling the truth, many of us are not going to believe it. And even if this COVID-19 is so devastating, right, where we're seeing deaths. But I mean, I have not heard one person died of the HIV virus or anything in the last 2 years. It's just that everything is COVID-19. All right? So there's a lot of explaining needs to go on in the country, because it looks like every time someone dies and dead at Princess Margaret Hospital is COVID-19, or someone gets COVID-19 when it goes to Princess Margaret Hospital. And this looks like COVID-19 has eradicated all other diseases in the country, far as I can say. It looked like it has erased AIDS, it has erased cancer, high diabetes, whatever you can name. It seems like COVID-19 is now the sickness for all, is the diagnosis for all of those ailments. And again, I say this again, many behemoths who reside in this country are young. Okay, they're looking for leadership and they're looking to be drawn in the right direction. But all this confusion now is happening in our country. You know, it's very concerning. Just listening to the news, we heard the Minister of Health, Reginald Wells, let out a statement stating that we are going back to the 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Curfew. It's because of the increase of COVID-19 being diagnosed in the country. And I just don't understand, you know. It's just a back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. If COVID-19 is here to stay, I think we need to just take a lock down the country, like Wally was saying. You know, just lock down the country and see how we can save lives without open up the economy, and just try to bring down the cases of COVID-19. We are surprised of increase of COVID-19. How can we be surprised of increase of COVID-19 and we slowly open up the country to many foreign tourists that come to visit our shores? People are coming from all around the world. And just like how we are thinking here, there are many people who themselves who do not want to take the COVID-19 shot. You know, because our leaders are saying one thing, there's no side effect. Then there's side effect. We're seeing some people who they said just took the COVID-19 shot, and then they're sitting on a bench and they pass away. So this is very confusing, you know, unfair. Again, I thought the Bahamas is a Christian nation. And when you're a Christian nation, you shouldn't fear nothing, you know. I wonder if Mr. Nuri's there. Ask yourself this question. God tells us, and the Bible tells us, that there'll be signs of war, rumors, earthquakes, disease, you know, hurricane, famine, when the time is near. Do you all believe COVID-19 is a part of that, part of the scripture? Do you believe it's a part of that? Do you believe that he said that he would punish the nations that are wicked with these diseases, all those who praise, idols, graven idols, because the Father says, don't praise no graven idols. He don't even want you to praise him, but even on a picture. He wants to remain anonymous. He just wants you to believe, and you are free will. I believe deeply that the Bahamas is a blessed place. I believe that God is protecting us. I believe that because I look at the circumstances of the COVID-19 outbreak in China, where there were hundreds of thousands of persons who died from the COVID-19. And not only that, let me just use this for example. People in China who got this COVID-19, they immediately was diagnosed, and they were immediately dropping down dead in the streets of China, in the thousands. Then we look at Italy, outbreak in Italy, hundreds of thousands of people dead. Their hospital was overrun, okay? They were burying bodies in the bunches, okay? Then you look at Iran, and et cetera. Then you look at the United States of America, right? Thousands and thousands of people who died as a result of COVID-19. In the Bahamas, I think our death toll has increased to over 200 and something. It increased to 200 and something. Now think about this. We have roughly about 250,000 or 500,000 people resides in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And we can't say, besides, if I'm correct, one or two persons who died on the streets, but they didn't ever die like how we died, and they died in China, Iran, and Italy, which died in thousands. Now we're here in the country, we're here in the Bahamas, and Bahamians are not actually dropping down dead on the side of the road. So I think there's something that we need to look at spiritually, because I think that any nation that goes back to God is protected by God. See, I'm not listening to the prime minister or the minister of health. I'm looking from the fact of what God has written and what he's put in the Bible. You know, if the people come back to him, he would heal the people. So I think we should be grateful, you know, because in this country, we're supposed to release out about 50 to 40,000 people dead from the COVID-19 screen here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas if God wasn't protecting us. Because it happened in Iran, it happened in China, and it happened in Italy, and it happened in a few other countries. As far as the government has to do a better job of really encouraging people to get vaccinated. But not only get vaccinated, what are the preventative measures to build your immune system so you don't contract the COVID-19? And we're talking about fruits and vegetables, et cetera, you know, that builds up the immune system, you know? So we have to do more of that also, because we just can't be saying the persons go get vaccinated, right? Some people, like I said, don't like needles and don't go to the hospital. So I don't care how much the government cries and say we need to be heard and hopping in the Bahamas. It's not going to happen. Never. Right now they're saying about how much? 20% of the population has been vaccinated, over the half a million. And that's going to slowly, slowly stay at that pace. In fact, if persons want to get vaccinated right now, the vaccine is not available right now, but it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And, oh, no, he's outside. Yeah, he's outside. Let me check. Sorry, Mr. Nuri, if you're outside, the security can let you in. Because I really want to get you in the studio. Yes. And they have to do a better job. They have to let us know the side effects. They have to let us know why it's so important to get us to herd immunity. But how are you going to persuade thousands and thousands and thousands of young men and young females out there to get this vaccine when they themselves are afraid? Wow. That's Mr. Nuri. Okay, I'll give you a number so you can call. Sorry for that. Those who are listening. Yeah, they have to do a better job on why. And how are we going to encourage the younger generation to go and get vaccinated? Which I think it would fall on deaf ear because many people are afraid. They're afraid. And going back to the Bible, I feel that the Bahamas is going back to God. And we need to continue to go back to God because I think that's the only thing that can protect us. If you look at all those other countries where hundreds of thousands of people died, God has protected us. All right? You know? Yeah, he really has. You know, for me, if you ask me if I'm going to get vaccinated, I just don't know. I just don't know. Reason why, I wasn't properly informed, and I'm afraid of needles myself, and I'm afraid to go to the hospital. I feel that if I take the right push medicine, if I build up my immune system, you know, if I keep social distance, if I clean my hand, if I walk into a place where I see someone that's not wearing their mask, I immediately have my mask on and also instruct the person to put on their mask. If someone is spitting around me, I would tell them, you know, go on the side of the road where no one is present, and you can do that. He left, Wally. Yeah, he left. So he said, just give him a number. What number we could give him the call? Okay, Mr. Nuri, you want to call on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You could call us anytime because we want to get your input because making some noise on the areas before I came on the show, you know. Okay. Yes, 323-6232. Yes. And yes. You know, we need to educate and educate and educate. Because right now, as it stands, it's very frustrating. Very frustrating. You know, and we're going back to the regular lockdown, which is necessary. You know, And like I said, that's Nuri. Okay. That's someone calling in? Okay, let's take this call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City.
Call it into this dark universe along with you, Scoot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Scoot, you know what problem I have?
Yes, sir.
With this vaccine?
Yes, sir.
Everybody, most people are encouraging you to take the vaccine. The government, the doctors, right side doctors.
Yes, sir.
But the thing is, they're not telling you what in this vaccine, what it comprises.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You just can't think you could just pick up somebody and stick something in them like they are some pig or something. People wants to know what they're putting in their system.
Yes.
And people needs to know and supposed to know.
Yes.
Because nobody taking responsibility if people were to die from it and stuff like that, and their family got to bury them. Then ain't nobody checking. They tell you still at your own, your own decision.
Yes.
So to speak.
Yes.
I mean, paraphrasing the Prime Minister. And then he's still encouraging you to take it. What do they... our Bahamians need to educate themselves. Mm-hmm. Everybody, I won't say everybody, but a lot of people are calling, I can get vaccine. They're asking you if you get caught vaccine. They understand or they don't know what they're putting in their system. And they ain't trying to know. All they want to know is they're getting vaccine or,
Yes.
They're going to take the vaccine and stuff like that.
See, you,
that's a bunch of foolishness.
See, you're making sense because when we listen to Dr. Fauci and United States of America, many persons ask him the same question, what comprised of the vaccine?
This is it.
You know, there are certain ingredients that change the DNA. So this is the kind of stuff we are hearing here in the Bahamas because the phones now are computers. They're not just phones. So information is available, whether it's false or it's true, it's available to us at our disposal.
And Scoots, the thing is, a lot of people in this country are computer savvy.
Yes.
The thing is, you're not hearing anybody interested in what they're going to put in their system. All they're talking about is getting the vaccine.
What about
They're very much uneducated.
Yes.
You call that stupidity.
Yes.
And if you're stupid, not saying you... You're
no, you're talking, just talking naturally.
Yeah. That don't say that other people are stupid or you encourage stupid other people to be stupid. They must know what they're going to put in their system.
Yes.
So they can make the right decision.
Yes.
Thank you for your time.
Yes,
Scoot.
You make a valid point, a very valid point. We need to know what's in the vaccine, okay?
Yes.
Who is a spokesperson for the COVID-19 task force over here. And you hear where she mentioned where we have to mix two of the vaccine together. She said,
we might have to mix the
two vaccines together. Now, you know, when we're saying mixing, it's like when we're taking the bush medicine and the sauce ain't too strong, we say put the olives in it. Now, we know that's healthy because they're extra strong with olives. But
right.
When we hear someone say they're going to mix the two COVID-19 vaccine, that ain't sound too good to me.
No, that's only vaccine. They're only saying vaccine. Like people are stupid or Bahamian people are stupid.
Yeah, that's
some
true.
Some may be stupid, but not all.
And Bremen, let me ask you a question. Do you think most Bahamians like needles?
A lot of people don't like to take needles. They don't like to take, medicine, period, most Bahamians.
Yes.
You know?
And I think, I don't understand how our leaders here understand that. They think we are pharmaceutical, but many of us still use bush medicine. I don't understand that. We are island. We are island people. All our herbs and
things. The thing is, Scoot.
Hey.
We have so much doctors here in this country, young doctors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they always talk about how good the hospital are, how good the Princess Margaret Hospital are, right?
Yes, sir.
The thing is, if you put all these keys we got with Lewin, Bush and stuff, put them on the keys or get Bush and start experimenting.
Yes, and that's preventative. That means we could build up the immune system so you don't contract the COVID-19, and we have all those bush medicine right here in the country.
That's right.
And then if you, and you're making good sense, Bremen.
And you got UV right there.
Yes. And
our people are joking. All they're doing is taking our money, taxing us, and our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren got it paid back. Because
right.
We're getting nothing.
No, we ain't getting nothing.
Anyhow,
thank you
care.
Very much.
Thank you.
On the line?
Yes, I'm
here. Hey, how you doing, buddy? How you doing? You've been doing such a wonderful job. You know, I love hearing you, Nahaja Black. You two guys are doing an awesome, awesome job. Mr. Nuri, you and Nahaja was talking a little earlier, you know, and I was just sitting down relaxing while I was driving to the studio. You all make some very interesting points. Give us some of those points you were talking about a little earlier with the COVID-19.
Thank you very much for the invite again. But before I start, I want to say that the narrative for inner city people may be different from the general public.
Of course.
The approach on how the government deals with inner city people, how they have the conversation with them, should be done specially, or
yes,
geared and tailored,
yes,
towards us in a particular type of way.
Yes.
And perhaps that is the reason why there is a lapse or a distrust or maltrust or delay for a number of inner city people taking the vaccine.
Yes.
There are times it may take us longest to make a decision, and that's no ill bear against us or fault against us. It just means that we have a differing learning curve on how to approach things.
Yes,
you're
right.
That being said, as inner city people, we need our leaders to come to us and dissect what is happening and to explain in a different way the whys and the wherefore.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't necessarily think that is happening. And this has caused a delay and a distrust between the population in the inner city and with our leaders and in regards to taking this vaccine. But I, for one, believe that the vaccine is important and that there are a lot of comorbidities in the inner city. And once we get to understand why there's a need for us to take the vaccine, I think that the population will go and take the vaccine en masse.
Mm.
And I just need to encourage our approach persons who live in our over-the-hill community and stop throwing these shade or these disparaging conversations that we are simpler, that we do not care about our own health, that that we are ill-equipped to make the proper decision. We are educated people. We just... what is needed for us to make these type of decisions just may be different.
Mm.
And the government, who is our leaders, need to get up to the cause and deal with us in a particular type of way. And I just wanted to say that out loud before we started the conversation.
No, you nail right on the head, because the conversation has to be different for inner city people, all right? We have to be educated properly. And you said we need that dialogue. We need it on the parks. We need it in the churches where people assemble. We need for you to be walking around door to door explaining this, because you're asking us to put something in our body that we don't completely understand, even though it can be a deterrent to stop the pandemic. But at the same time, like I said, there was a lot of narratives like you stated out there, and that has us thinking. And again, the population of Bahamians are young, okay, and they're not listening to the leaders unless the leaders go to them and explain it to them. Okay, Ms. Nui, you can go ahead.
Yeah, I heard earlier that you're afraid of needles or do not like needles.
Nope.
Right? You don't even like hospitals.
No,
there are a number of us in over the hill who just do not or get anxiety about going to the hospital
Mm-mm.
and things away.
Mm-mm.
However, if they change the venue,
mm-hmm,
and come into our communities and to address our concerns, you said that, there are some peculiar people who believe that there's a sinister plot against black people in general, some global conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And if they come and address that concern and debunk that concern, then more persons will take the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
If they come and say, okay, you do not like needles, let me show you how this needle thing operates, how small the needle is, how the prick is just a mere prick. Again, you will say, okay, that's small. Like, I can do that. If you give a general information about the differences in the vaccine, they say, okay, you get, this one has one shot, this one has two shots. You have options. Right,
mm-hmm.
You are now able to make informed. I'm saying that hasn't happened as yet, and perhaps the government, and I encourage the government to meet us where we are, right? And the conversation that you're having is maybe above some of our heads, right? And that if you come down to our level, then we are able to make conscientious decisions.
Yes.
And you'll see that the population responds in kind, and there won't be a delay and a slowdown and Bahamians taking the vaccine, because we would understand properly the importance of it. We would understand what is herd immunity. We would understand what it takes to get herd immunity. We would understand that what are the various options that we can do and how to protect ourselves properly. And we hear the announcements on the radio, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we connect to that information that is being given out there. And it, clearly there's a need to change the narrative, and we will move from just having 8% of our population, third on the entire list for the region, to perhaps being one of the top number of countries in the region who are taking the vaccine, right? But that won't happen until they acknowledge that there is a breach in our communication, a disconnect in our communication, and address that breach that we can understand what is needed in kind. And if we decide that, yes, I feel comfortable with that information, and I've made that decision that because I'm comfortable with it, to take the vaccine. And until that happens, then we don't take the vaccine.
Wow. You're making some good points. And I just want to say this. You and Asha Block, y'all did a wonderful job today, and y'all be really informative. I really take the time out just to listen and get some information.
Now, Asha's a smart one. I just come and comment after.
Yeah, you're smart too, man. Two of y'all together, you and her do a wonderful, wonderful job. And I think it's a breath of fresh air for us in the country, because, you know, we get educated, and she speaks and you speak on both behalf of the country, you know, whether it's good or bad, you still speak on it. If it's bad, you try to let the Bahamian people know why it's bad, and then if it's good, why it's beneficial, like you're saying now with the COVID-19. And I just want to say thanks, and you just keep up the good work. Further, do you think there's discrimination going on with the COVID-19, especially when I listen to the Minister of, excuse me, I got his name right now, Minister of Works, the Honorable Desmond Bannister, who by far is a very good minister. Squaw Market Association was responding to a comment where she was asking when the squaw market is going to be open. And the Minister of Works stated that, you know, most persons who are in the squaw market, who are in the tourism industry, that they are not vaccinated. The majority of persons are not vaccinated. And he says because of that, he has to think about the safety of the citizens. And because of that, he says that he doesn't know when they will allow the squaw market to open back again. And then the lady responded by saying it should be each and everyone right to decide if they're going to pick the COVID-19 or not. And that should not be a reason for the squaw market to be closed, because you are taking food and bread out of people's mouth because they're not fully vaccinated. Do you think there's discrimination going on in the country, or is the minister right?
And discrimination may be a harsh word. There's definitely a disconnect in the conversation. And it's clear that the Honorable Desmond Bannister is talking at the straw vendors and not to and with the straw vendors to come to a resolution and solution. And this is where he failed at that. I understand we're going through a pandemic, and I understand we're going through a third wave, and I understand that people are dying, and I understand that people are getting sick. I understand that there are issues at the straw market, poor ventilation, and I appreciate that, and I see his concern and fear, and when him announcing his fear is reasonable, and I appreciate that, and the leader of an association for the strong vendors, I appreciate her concern about the vendors not making money, because it's real. They have to pay their bills, right? Now, the issue now is, where is the compromise, right? And there hasn't been any compromise. There hasn't been any conversation where the two entities meet with each other to say, this is the mitigating situation on how on what it takes for you to get into your space to make money. Mm. We see that the minister is pontificating on the airwaves, but I haven't heard of any meeting or sit down with the association to say, well, this is what you need. This is what we are prepared to do. Perhaps we won't be able to open up the straw market, but is the government prepared to open up an open air vending place to assist the straw vendors? Someplace on Bay Street where you say, well, we're going to do some social distancing. we're going to make some buildings to code that you can sell your ware. That conversation hasn't been happening at all. But when we see that other entities are being open and government is facilitating and assisting them to stay open, and when we see that we have working class people not having that same benefit, that same access to information, that same access to wealth, one must question whether you're being discriminated against or not considered. So I understand why you mentioned is this discrimination being used. And I'm saying that it's not necessarily so.
Mm-hmm.
But you can feel that way because of lack of effort.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Bay Street is there vacant. There is vacant land and vacant lots on Bay Street take advantage of. Makeshift residences or makeshift buildings can be constructed to say, well, here's a table here. You are now socially distanced from the other vendor. You're now protected from the shade. We've now given you access to the tourists here. We know we can put some sanitation stations here that you can wash your hands and sanitize your hands. Make sure everyone masks and you're properly policed. And you can now go and make a living and have commerce for you. But that hasn't happened. That conversation hasn't been had. So all you have right now is, no, you're going to be stay closed, you're going to stay shuttered. And right now, until you all get vaccinated, we don't care. You can't be telling the voting public who you are employed as, they are your employers, that you do not care if they work at all. Something is wrong with that dialogue, that conversation.
And it hurts.
He's supposed to care. And he's supposed to come up with a solution. He's supposed to make suggestions on what can they do. And the conclusion of y'all ain't vaccinated, that means y'all ain't gonna never open up, cannot be the answer. It cannot be the answer, and we need to dismiss that. And any reasonable behemoth who has that need to come together and say, no. These straw vendors are a bedrock of our society.
Mm-hmm.
They represent who we are as behemoths, and we need to make a room, make access to them. I think a group called Organization of Better Governance,
or
Responsible Governance, needs to come forward and say, hey, we will render assistance to these behemoths because our responsibility and our duty is to them also. And these are my recommendations on how we can assist them at their level, right? And I find that these civic organizations who are there to empower behemoths are not necessarily empowering them. They are leaving them to land and leaving them to their own whim, you know, and it's unfortunate. And we need people to make an effort to make sure that this Bahamas is for all behemoths to benefit from, and that's not necessarily happening.
Yeah, so that's why I was saying, you know, it was strange, you know, when the minister was talking. So I say, wow, it seems that you're the enemy now if you're not vaccinated in the country.
That's an enemy is a harsh word, but I understand your point.
Yes, yes.
And what it is, because we're going through a crisis. And we've never gone through this before, and we know that the vaccination helps. Now, the transition on how to get people vaccinated and the conversation on that isn't going well. It isn't going well, and like an improper conversation, we tend to blame people instead of meeting people at their particular level and saying, this is how I'm going to help you, and this is how I'm going to empower you. We tend to demonize a certain portion of the population instead of empowering them to say, well, this is what you can do or what we can do to make life easier for you.
Mm.
And that this demonization thing ain't working. It causes us to be angst and enemies amongst each other, and it separates the Bahamas, right? And especially during this decrease in the economy, where we could have these people off the burden of the state, where our government is paying them money to be unemployed and to be home.
Mm.
And if they were given
the straw vendors, for instance,
at least they were able to take care of themselves and the government wouldn't be forced to be taking care of them.
And then if they were getting a stimulus package since the straw market is closed down, right? And then if the government started to have meetings with them, you say, well, look here, if you want to get the straw market open, some of you guys were probably going to have to get vaccinated. We're not forcing you, but think about it. See how it could be beneficial. You don't have it's leading towards that way, but if we can have this dialogue and we could get all the stimulus blockers, some of you might decide to take the vaccine
and
to
bring show up, the benefits
and reap the yes
and show the benefits, and perhaps instead of having the vaccination program at the various outposts, they can have the vaccination at the straw market itself. They're saying, well, it's an option. This is for straw vendors only.
Yes.
We make it easy for you.
Yes.
Give out information.
It makes you think.
And the people, the persons there would appreciate it. So since you're making an effort for us, clearly we will respond in kind and take the vaccination because I now believe in you because I see the effort that you're doing for me.
Wow.
And that effort and that believability is not happening.
Wow. We have two callers, so I'm going to take one of these calls. But before I do that, I want to say this. You know, we have the COVID-19 task force driving around, giving a lot of people citations, have hefty fines, right, to behemoths, okay, who are wearing the mask or who breaching the COVID protocol laws, okay? But the guests that comes into the country, you know, are being walking around town, the majority of the guests don't wear no mask. So where's the COVID-19 task force? Who, see, the spread also can be these same guests who come into the Bahamas, and I don't know if they're being tested or what, but they're walking around without masks. If you look on Bay Street, the same guests are coming to Nassau, New Providence right now are walking around Bay Street without masks. And I don't see no COVID-19 task force stop one of these. They're on motorbikes. They're walking. And I don't see one COVID-19 task force stop and even give them a warning or tell them to put on their masks. They're completely left free to do what they want.
Can I hear you? And I see your concern, but it's not necessary the COVID task stop the, commerce. We are happy to have the tourists here. And what we as citizens who, as you pass by, we could have mentioned to them, hey, don't forget to wear your mask.
My point
you
exactly.
It doesn't necessarily have to be the COVID, COVID police. It could be us saying, man, we have that Delta here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want me walking around here and have me cough.
Right.
And you see that the tourists will say, okay, I appreciate that information. So all of these can be, but definitely perhaps there needs to be boots downtown.
Of course, because they only persecuting us.
Yes, and that there is a feeling of that, of being felt like a second-class citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a number of behemoths who have been complaining about such for a while.
And
they've been drumming that narrative for a while, and I'm not sure if our government is taking them seriously or they're just ignoring their plight. But that conversation has been being said.
Okay. Hold on for a few minutes. Let's take this call because someone wants to get in. If it's all right with you, go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Yes, sir. Good evening to all.
Good evening to you too, sir.
You know, I like to say that you know, the PLP has been campaigning from 6 months after the government changed.
Yes, sir.
You see? And you know when the FNN go out there and say to the people, you know, and publicize what they are doing, and the good things that they are doing, and a good, the PLP accused them of campaigning.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when they go and cut a ribbon, the PLP too accused them of campaigning again. So the PLP has always been in this campaign mood. You see, and every you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat. You know. There's more than one good way, as well as there's more than one bad way.
Yes.
So anything the FNM do, or the government of the day do, the official opposition or those that oppose them, could find another way. So, and they do the political thing.
Yes.
You know, see, but that one thing that only on this COVID-19 cat, that's the vaccine. And the issue is we don't have any vaccine, so we need to concentrate on how to get this vaccine. To say, well, the government, private individuals offered the government vaccine and they didn't receive it, that's foolishness. I don't care if the Queen of England said that that's not true. Then she's morally bankrupt. You understand me? No mind these tertiary educated people who many of them are morally bankrupt, meaning they have no integrity. You know, the world knows that the first world nations, they hoard all the vaccine and hold it over these third world nations. The vaccine is not available to third world nations, and we know that it's a fact. So we need to go out there and demonstrate in front of the American embassy and tell them free up this vaccine. No, they need to be progressive and give us this vaccine.
Yes.
You see, we like to talk, but oh, we progressive. But progressive ain't growing the economy. Progressive is doing for those that can't do for themselves. That's progressive. So what have any of these governments done since, NIB, You know, and NIB was a tax, even tax them. You know, and tax the poor people, self to do for themselves. So that ain't all of that progressive. You understand me? All that is legislation and to help the poor people. That it was, right? Luckily, with the progressive taxing. To help the poor people, you got to tax the rich, and here nobody is talking about these things. You know, the FNM just announced right now that they're doing this, universal corporate tax thing, right? Corporate tax thing, and nobody's saying nothing about that, you know. That's in the movement, but what about the income tax? Nobody's talking about these things. Mm. You know, we have complete differences in economic government, two governments. The Democratic, they call them conservative, and they call them, they even call them socialists.
Yes.
You understand me? They're so progressive, they have a progressive wing, they call them socialists. They have progressive candidate, call himself a democratic socialist, and he almost won the candidacy. He could have been the government, the president of the Bahamas. Where is it here in the Bahamas? We have too many people in our media. They morally bankrupt. And school, don't go behind them, bro. You got this platform. Use the platform and go study the U.S. politics. And study the progressive in the U.S. politics. Anytime you hear them talk about progressive, watch who they talking about.
Yes.
People who are willing to tax the rich people to pay for the poor.
Yes.
We need to get to this, man. And forget these people who campaign, only won't win the government.
Yeah, we ain't wearing them.
These people selling their soul and things.
Thank you.
Understand me? Just to get something.
Thank you very much. We're going to take this last call. Go ahead, caller. That's Nuri?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great.
How you
great.
Doing, man?
I'm fine.
Listen, the Bahamian people next year, or whenever the prime minister calls the election, and this is no disrespect to the Free National Movement or the Progressive Liberal Party or any third party that are running in the next election, I'm saying to them all, including us who are not running, but who will be after the election, sovereign citizens, that we have, for the first time in the third oldest democracy in the Western Hemisphere, for the first time we have the ball in our hand where we could become the next kingdom. Not with a king, because we already chose Yahweh Elohim, Son Jesus Christ, as our King and our Lord and our Savior. Okay? Now, we are joint heirs with him. So whatever the promise is for him, that's the promise for us for next year. Mm. However, if we intend this for every voting person on every side of the fence, if we choose to stay with the government that is there now or the previous government, okay, we could forget it. It will never happen. I am sitting out with no disrespect. I pay my respects to those who are older than me.
Yes, sir.
Okay? And so I ain't coming on this radio to disrespect these people's professional ambition. But when your professional ambition is bigger than the nation's ambition, then I have a problem. That's when I have to step in. And when political and religious games have gotten to the extent where lives are being lost, Bahamian people's lives are being lost over money, what was here before we born, and money that will be here after. In fact, the natural resources that they're taking from us and are taking our lives over, I don't care what game they think this is, Amos Jr. Miller is not going to come to the Bahamian people with a game. I'm coming with a word.
That's right.
I'm coming with light. I'm coming with the word of Yahweh Elohim. He said he created this earth to be inhabited by people, the entire earth. Now, any human being whose ambition, professional and personal moral ambition, is bigger than the will of the Creator for the people of this earth, I got a problem with that.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. You made some good comments. And Dr. Nuri, you're there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, that was a mouthful. I don't know how true this is. Someone sent me something say, wow, 100 Americans, Tokyo Olympics, unvaccinated. I don't know how true it is. So it shows you that some of the most prolific athletes in the world are not even taking their own country's advice. So, Nuri, Very well.
I was encouraging you to get a job. I was encouraging to get a job, and because it would keep you safe. I understand your concerns about it. At this present time, there aren't any jobs for you to take. It's not available for you. But when we get the vaccine,
Tuesday, we get 28,000 vaccine doses coming in.
Yeah, that's just for people for the second job. That ain't for you.
That ain't for me.
No, that ain't for you. Oh. When we finally get enough that you can get some, I would encourage you to go and get your first job and wait the 8 weeks and get the second one. And if you could even get the Pfizer to add on to that, mm-hmm. to boost you up, I say go and get that too.
Let me ask you a question. I am a conspiracy theorist, right? But I get to the Fox.
You just watch TV.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Cause this conspiracy seems to be the truth. To tell you the truth, you know, we're suspicious about someone come up with a theory. Okay, do you believe in one of the richest men in the world, Bill Gates, when he was the one who helped engineer the COVID-19 vaccine? When he talk about depopulizing the earth, doesn't that sound like when, in the Bible days, when we talked about killing the firstborn, and Pharaoh said kill the firstborn because he was afraid of the citizen, the slaves, getting too big? And we have heard it a couple times. When we hear about depopulation, when we hear it come from people like Bill Gates, and then we're hearing about the COVID-19, what bring a bell? Or is it not true, or does it not connect, or is it not that he is not thinking about depopulizing the earth, you know, blocking out the sun and all that stuff? What do you think? Let us ask.
You have me astounded. Don't know where to start. I do not know if that is true.
Mm-hmm.
And as we as Christians or persons mm-hmm. with a Christian belief, we know that God is on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
And no billionaire can control the narrative of us because God is in charge of our narrative.
Yes.
If we can die early or die late,
yes.
or we can live forever, right? So that fear does not bother me. And as Bahamians, we need to pay too much attention to these foreign concepts of what could be and what is not. And I leave with this, right? I'm not sure if you watch any zombie movie.
Yes, the Apocalypse.
Yes, right? And it always have...
Resident Evil.
Yeah, Resident Evil. And it always have that billionaires experimenting with some kind of what's not.
And always in China. Why it always in China? Those things start in China. That's what I'm saying, my brother.
But I want to make this point. At the end of it, there were two sets of people. People who left on the earth and people who died.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who were left on earth was miserable, running all over the place. You are good people. I don't want you to be the last one here running around and cannot rest. Because you can't run fast no more. You know? So go get your vaccine.
Why?
Don't be one of the last ones here.
Aye.
If that don't convince you, because you watched the movie, you know how this ends. Go get your vaccine.
Aye.
That means you can run fast from the zombies.
Yes, I think I covered.
Okay, then.
I think I covered. Because remember, in that, there was a poison who was immune to the outbreak. You know? And like I said, just like how everyone can't catch AIDS. Okay, let me just explain this to you.
Go ahead. I don't care.
I could go sleep with someone who get AIDS, and that don't mean I could catch it. All right? Let me just tell you, there are many people who went with people who had HIV and had AIDS, and they never catch the disease. Okay? Let me just tell you that, because who God kept is well kept. All right? So.
But our goal is to protect ourselves. And, yeah. and the goal here is the vaccine is right now the best recourse to protect yourself.
Mm.
It's clear that our hospitals is inundated. Right? On a regular day, we go to Princess Margaret, and you spend 8 hours to get served.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine now when the hospital is now concentrating on persons who are sick with just COVID.
Just COVID.
So imagine you go there, you get shot, you get stabbed, and there is a delay because all of the theaters, all of the rooms are busy with people who have COVID.
Mm.
That alone is an argument now for persons to get vaccines so we can limit the number of persons who are in the hospital, who have rooms, who are on gurneys, to give space to persons who need it, who are suffering from heart attacks, who are suffering from accidents and slips and falls, right? So we have emergencies now on the maternity ward where they're short staffed because a number of their nurses are out sick. We have issues where persons who come in the maternity ward come in with COVID, and they are having children, so you know they're screaming or whatever it is, and babies who just being born being exposed to COVID-19, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a dire situation that we have, and now we need to approach this in a mind at this present time. At this present mind, the only sober thing right now is if you have access to the vaccine, to limit your chances going to the hospital, to limit the opportunity of it being overwhelmed and collapsing our entire system, right? We need to now act on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of our children and our loved ones, and on behalf of the nation. So these are all arguments that our leaders need to have a better, do better in terms of trying to explain the need for the vaccine.
Yeah.
And they need to come into the community and explain that, especially on our level, especially when you... If you go into the hospital and you see that the lines are long, and they see that certain sections of the hospital is closed, and you say, "What was happening?" This is where they have the opportunity now to explain to you it is closed because we are inundated with COVID patients. Right at this present time, I would encourage you to get a vaccine, and now we have it available to you. And if you want, you can take your first shot now, so you don't have to add to that number inside. And it's just our problem is we don't have any vaccine at this present time to even do that. And but we need now to support our government on regard to that, come up with better ideas and suggestions.
Of course.
As a community leader, you need to lobby to have Ministry of Health officials to come to your community and explain to your people, your constituents, the importance of the jab. I know Bremen asked what was inside it. Give at least a summary of what it is inside there, what is the side effects, and be honest with us.
Mm-hmm.
If you say that one of the two of the side effects will be this, that, and that, allow us to understand that and say, this is what I will expect, or I'm feeling the two side effects, right?
Oh.
Give us the statistics on the demographics of who is getting sick, where they're getting sick, where they're employed, what they were doing, you know, the contact tracing information. And I find that of late we've been delinquent in terms of providing adequate information to the general public that people can make an informed decision. And I'm sure if you got the right information on how COVID-19 is spread, where is the hot pockets inside your community, if you found out that off Taylor Street, off Blue Road, off Marker Street have a large number of people with COVID-19, then you will stay inside.
Yes.
You will wear your mask more.
Yes.
You wash your hands more because you say, man, this area is infected and I need to stay safe as much as I can. I will not go to the bar. But because we lack information, you know, as our norms and habits, our bad habits come into play, where we go to the bar because we stress out and we take off our mask and then we drink our drink. And after you leave the bar, you leave with COVID.
Yeah.
And this conversation needs to be had that we can understand how severe and how serious this is. Keep it inside our mind.
Well, before you go, let me ask you this. I heard you right, and maybe it's referring to one of the richest men in the world, Bill Gates. Do you believe that these diseases, right, some are man-made, but some are also judgment from God? Because if you look at the plagues on Pharaoh, the locust, the toad, the river turning into blood, the angel of death came and take the firstborn. Let me ask you a question. When a nation is wicked or a leader is wicked, I've not heard not one pastor or one politician talk about the Almighty. We all talk about God. On nations who have turned Solomon and Gomorrah. See, when countries turn Solomon and Gomorrah means a vulgar country, well, Maori people don't respect Maori people. They're sissyism, they're murders, there's gossip, there's betrayal, The whole city is corrupted. Don't you think God is stepping? Don't you think in some of these cases God is speaking and letting know his vengeance on his word? Because he said that there'd be earthquakes. He said there'd be famine for all those countries that turning into Solomon and Gomorrah. Let me just ask you that.
Well, the purpose of life is to serve God. And I understand the religious context you bring in, because we are a religious nation and we pride ourselves with our pursuit of Christianity, mm-hmm. right? But even in terms of judgment, God always sends someone to warn the population that to change their way, right? Judgment will not come unless there'll be a prophet come and explain to you that you have a chance to repent. And I would like to say that
Miles Monroe prophesied a lot of stuff what's happening now.
And that may be true too. But when God casts his judgment,
mm-hmm.
only one thing Pharaoh can do.
What he can do?
Accept the judgment.
Oh, yes.
So perhaps it is our place to accept the judgment and not complain about it. I find that we like to pontificate and say, oh, this is why it happened, and we're not changing our lives.
Mm.
But I find that, and I always remember the story with, I'm trying to remember now. It's Abraham.
Yes.
Where he said, if you find 10 people in Sodom, will you destroy it? Right?
And
a lot of people there. It won't get destroyed. Let us be amongst that 10.
Mm.
And, right? Instead of saying that the place is wicked, let me be the salt that when God comes, he said, no, my servant is down there, and I shall tarry and save this entire nation because he is there. And I find that we prefer to cast down and demonize the Bahamas instead of being the beacon of hope and preaching love and preaching that God is great and almighty and he's loving. If we need to do more of that instead of preaching damnation, right? And then when we as constituents see that his servants being blessed, and that is good to be Christian, and is great to be have salvation, then we too will desire to have salvation and join that Christian nation. And I find that is not happening enough. We find there's a lot of brimstone type preaching and not preaching of hope and preaching of the goodness of our Lord. You know, because God is good. There's a lot of reasons to praise him, and there's a lot of reasons to be thankful to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that there's enough of those reasons are being said to the general public. We need to be reminded of it.
Yes, we need to be reminded, because you know, you could talk all you want, eh? But we must remember that God judges the nation. See, I feel we're in the end time. Man would still be here. Country still would be here. But listen, he said he would judge every individual by themselves. And he also said he would judge every country. See, for its deeds, for its works. So you know what it means? He's saying every individual, and he said every country. So you know what it means? All the countries in the world could be wicked. That don't mean the Bahamas got to be a wicked nation where we turn into, what you call it, a Jezebel, a Solomon and Gomorrah. All right? And I think we're heading them. The Bahamas is heading them. All these things that we're getting now with the cane toad and life the key, notice the hacking that just went in Abaco. Huh? That, all of us, God. And if we go to the Hurricane in Abaco, there's many speculation that there were witch doctors practicing witchcraft in Abaco.
Not global warming? Witchcraft cost that?
Yeah, what you mean?
And I know global warming and we...
Global warming? Yes, global warming also, because if we damage the earth, then we pay the price, you know? If we cut down the trees, eh? If we cut down the trees that holds the soil together, eh? We cost it on ourselves if you don't respect nature.
So it's the trees cutting down, not the witch doctors.
Nah, and listen to this. If you're in the witch doctors, then we saw on Facebook before the hurricane, right? Before the hurricane, we saw where graves caught fire in Abaco. Remember the graves that caught fire?
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
You see it, right?
Yeah.
And then you remember the pastor prophesied what was going to happen to Abaco because of the witch doctors. That happened before the hurricane. So all these things, didn't someone prophesize that?
They peculiar people, man.
Very peculiar, but it happened, right?
I think it's mere coincidence.
Mere coincidence. That's the coincidence right there. That's God right there. That's people intervention. You talked about a prophet. Many people are prophet. You know, it don't have to be someone in the cold suit. It could be you. It could be me. It could be someone, a crazy guy in the street, and he say some things because he have a accordance with God. And they tell you these things. But before that, the Abaco situation, First, the lady came on national on Facebook, and she said, there's a lot of stuff going on in Abaco. And she said, the witchcraft, the witch doctors come from Haiti. And
those people just don't like immigrants. They were trying to demonize the Haiti.
Maybe so. But then we look at it and we saw graves on fire in Abaco.
I believe that some kind of sulfuric acid, whatever it is, or someone playing a trick on
That's two conspiracy theories. Then the third one is when the hurricane come and the woman prophesied and she said that Abaco is going to get wiped out.
And the idea is Abaco continues to be there. I think that the lady just made a general prophecy that anyone could have made. And the thing is that our building codes need to be improved. There were a number of improper shanty towns that existed that caused all of this, right? But I don't necessarily think it was some kind of witch doctor judgment concept. All that is from those small jigjig churches who wants to have an audience.
All right. And it doesn't go for those who practicing on holy land where we have a culture where we praise God. Now, all of us ain't Christian. Some of us are believers. And we believe in God. We believe in the Ten Commandments. We're not Christians, okay? There are some of us who are just believers. We believe in the Ten Commandments. We're not Christian. We just believe in the Ten Commandments like I believe. I try to live by the Ten Commandments. And that made my life a lot easier. When I was living a life of wickedness and I wasn't living by the Ten Commandments, all hell used to break loose on me. I was cursed. And the minute I started to get enlightened, I said, what do the Ten Commandments mean? And I started to follow it. I started to stop gossiping on my friends. I started to say, stop false testimony. I stopped being jealous. You know, I stopped being grudgeful. And the minute I changed that, my whole life changed and make me a better person. And then I could see the true God. So it's more like that. If any country in the world is not following the Ten Commandments and living by the principle, disaster will hit you. I don't care how you put it. Because just like how they say, if you live by the sword, you die by it. If a young man out there, he's shooting gun, he's hurting somebody, right? And he's taking lives, innocent life. Watch what can happen to him in the next 5 years. If a woman out there, right, she's from man to man, what the situation is, get diagnosed with a disease. The same thing with a man, okay? So it's consequences when you do not obey the Ten Commandments. And we might not see it. We might not see it this way. Like how you were saying, you know, could it be a coincidence with the poison, the coffin and the ground catch fire? And when the woman said that what's going to happen in Abaco, and then after the hurricane happened, all these could be a coincidence. But trust me, that's the entity that is speaking to us. So you still there, Miss Nuri?
I'm here, ma'am.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not against you. I'm just using...
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you see? So why are you saying that? If we're not living by the Ten Commandments, let me just tell anyone this. Even in your life, if you're not living by the Ten Commandments, hey, you're sure to fail. Any country, you're sure to fail. You will be hit with disasters because the Father will not bless and protect you. Just like me. That's why I say these things. See, you know, Pastor can tell me these things, Mr. Nuri. I'm saying these things because I know I'm supposed to be in debt over 15 to 16 times. Right? And I know I got shot. I know. But God protected me. And when I realized that, I said, wow, I know I get shoot. My friend gets shoot. He get killed. My next friend who was with me, he gets shoot. And he get injured. Or get paralyzed. You know? How many guys got shot just being around me? But when I realized, I said, why I'm still young? Because at the end of the day, I know God. And he's talking to us. And if we're not living by the Ten Commandments, we could be in big trouble. We could take this last call, and then Mr. New Eagle, you finish off the show. So don't go nowhere.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Sorry.
Good afternoon, Scrooge.
Yeah, talk too much just now.
I can slow down for you. Listen, Mr. Newry.
Blessings to you.
Yeah, just calling your name on, but you know, I was trying to get the message. So, you know, I was every time I listen to you in the Haji, right? You always just open up my mind and remember things that I've read. But now, yes, but you have a problem. The Prime Minister is apparently suffering from cognitive dissonance, right? He wants to do good, but he's up a battle between doing good for the people and within his mind. So now here's what's going on. The PCR test in an inter-island travel, right? Why can't he just say, well, we could take two or three rapid antigen tests instead of the PCR because it's cheaper? Let's say I want to go Exuma on a certain day, and I take a rapid antigen test on Monday, and then I take another one on Saturday, and then I'm prepared to go the next week. So I've taken two tests within a week, 7 days. So because the rapid antigen test doesn't show, it doesn't have a high efficacy rate during the initial stages, right? And you take it intermittently to secure a non-infection, right? Because the PCR test doesn't really show infectiousness according to the cycle threshold. And so maybe they may be running up to 40. But the thing is, I thought that was a good, if you really care about the people, you say it's in schools, you would make it cheaper for us to travel.
Yes, sir.
In the community.
Yeah,
the thing is about Bremen and what's in the vaccines, right? And Mr. New, I agree with you as far as teaching the public. But remember, yes. Now, I'm socially diversified. I was unfortunate enough to go to private school and government school, a house with a swimming pool and all that. I live in the ghetto. So watch how you're talking about the ghetto people, because I don't accept them type of narratives. That's why y'all don't listen to me, because I'm a picky ear nigga from the ghetto. But everything I said was correct on these radio stations, give or take, you know, some little. But I'm telling you, I said that this was going to be a viral merry-go-round, mutation vaccine. That's why I was telling you. That's why I said on one show, why is it that they pick a virus that goes around eugenic shift to do a gain-of-function research? You see, I don't need people to agree with me. The Nicholas Ray report, the Sherry Markson report, the Cochrane report, it's just a bunch of reviewers. The way China acted after the outbreak, during the outbreak, everything points at them. I don't need to get into all that, but what we need to do is learn how to solve our problems at home, right? Now, people pushing this, say, I'm an anti-vaxxer, to go right, Scoogey?
Yeah.
And I was taking it from my little boy. So it's I know what's going on with that. Now, the thing is, I want a vaccine of my choice if I decided to take a vaccine.
Makes sense.
But I don't want you to tell me, like I was a sheep, say, shut up and go take your vaccine, when I know more about the science than you. You see, and so I listen to, the more I listen to them talk, the more I realize I know more than them. And that's why I just call, because it's frightening to me. Now, the thing is, the Moderna and the Pfizer, they contain what they call nanolipids, and they deal with nanotechnology. Now, when you insulting me by saying, oh, the conspiracy theorists believe the vaccine have the chip in it. But they could have the chip in it because they have nanobots. So the fact that they have a chip is not what I'm scared about. Because you see the commercials of the people walking in stores and paying with things without phone and without credit card. That means the chip is in them, right, Scoogey?
You can't buy nor sell. So that's what we're talking about. Yes.
Yeah, but I'm saying that they're walking in the stores and that's what they are, and they're yes. And they're paying for the product.
Yes.
So now, what I'm saying is, I want you to Google before you go off the air, magnetofection and electroporation. Those are transfection methods that they have in these vaccines in order for them to uptake the nanolipids in order to help them get in the cell so they can produce a spike protein and then put it into the serum.
One second. I've never heard. I heard it from you. But how come our Minister of Health never said the stuff you were saying now?
I respect Dr. Nikia Forbes, the oil readers and the likes, but Mr. Minister Wells is an engineer. And so, people jealous of me because my knowledge, but schools, I have a 1962 medical counselor. I dropped out of COB. I've been reading science when I was a little boy. So the fact that they're calling me Google experts, I look at them and laugh. And the more they talk, the more I know more weird. My mind, and then cycle their mind about 50 times. And if you bring any professional on from anywhere, look at the lady called from the States and verified the monoclonal antibodies concept from Warren McCartney Show. Bill Gates is on the online talking about monoclonal antibodies. You are a fool called Dwight Show. I have to call him that.
One second. You could hold.
Yeah, I'll hold the line, brother. I'll hold the line.
Okay.
Bless up.
Okay.
Ain't no love in the heart of the city.
The most popular restaurant chain in the Bahamas is now in South Florida on 18450 Northwest 2nd Ave, Miami Gardens. Bamboo Shack. We invite you to taste the flavors of the island. Seafood dishes, cracked hog, shrimp and fish, chicken snacks fried to perfection, baked mac and cheese, conch fritters and more. Follow Bamboo Shack US on social media. Taste the flavors of the islands at Bamboo Shack Restaurant, Miami Gardens. Bamboo Shack, always delicious, always.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs a short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Print Masters. Print Masters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Welcome to the inner city.
Inner City.
We're back on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm your host, Valentino Brown, a.k.a. Scoochie or Scrooge, or MP. We have a wonderful conversation going on today. I have C. Dr. Nuri on the line, and I have a caller. So, caller, you can continue the topic, but you have two minutes because I want to get Mr. Nuri back on to close off the show. And you're asking Mr. Nuri a question, so I want him to be able to respond back to you because we'd like to have these kind of conversations. So, go ahead. You have 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, you didn't forget what I asked, Mr. Nuri, but the thing is, I was information in my brain, I just read too much and I get mixed up. You know, I was talking the other day, and I even scored some things. That's how it is.
I still too.
But Scoogey, I appreciate what you're doing, you know, and I appreciate the change, and I appreciate your biblical narrative at the onset of this show, you know, because the Bible says he would make war with the saints, and he was given power in tongues of all nations, and you know just what that means.
Yes.
And so the fact that even though I know this is a man-made virus, right, but God knew that we would become so wise that we would destroy ourselves.
Yes.
So it all comes from God, because God knows this would lead us. And so the less you know about science, the more they take advantage of us. If they're not being sincere about the economic state of affairs, what you think about the science behind these technologies, Mr. Brown?
Yes.
And so, what I'm saying, right, Mr. Nui, you have to be reciprocal in learning. I listen to you guys. I listen. Man, you know, let me tell you why I respect Warren McCartney. Warren McCartney is a critical thinker, you know. Trust me, you know. And this is why every time I listen, a smart person always have questions to ask and is always skeptical. Science wouldn't have gotten anywhere if we were not skeptical and continually asking questions.
Mm.
And so the fact that they know. All right, let me show you something, the construct. Passport, vaccine passport. Why can't you just say immunity passport? That means someone who has already had COVID without being vaccinated, they're immune to COVID. So you know, the fact that they're saying vaccine passport shows you the power them they want to create. But this is all about control, even though I know COVID
exists. You need a vaccine passport now.
I had friends die from COVID. I know COVID exists. I don't want people to dispel it, but
yes.
I'll get right back to what Mr. Nui was saying. People need to have a choice of vaccines and need to be enlightened, and then we need to go forward from there. But don't tell me shut up and take the vaccine, because I know more than the vaccine, but plenty of them, and they don't even know what I know. That's what makes it so dangerous, and that's the joy of being an autodidact or a self-educated person and a polymath.
Yes.
The gentleman who called about half an hour ago, he accused me. They want my blood. He said, I'm responsible for people not taking the vaccine. Man, this is an information overload, and you have an infodemic online, but that's the battle between truth and lie. So now social media, the internet is backfiring on them. They want to control the narrative, so they want to censor us right out of reality, Scoogey. So the fact that in the next few years, everything will be on the phone and on the TV, so they'll be controlling your mind unwittingly. The sheep doesn't know that. Have a good day, man. Bless up.
And you get into the fact that so indirectly we can come buy and all sell. We're going to
have to be Scoogey, we know that, but listen, it's cheaper they throw away the Bible because they've been reading the Bible all their life,
and
they're
that.
Still in denial.
They mind still on trial. You can't buy and all sell.
Yeah,
that's
but Scoogey, I was telling your boy Mailis, right? Your boy Millis.
Yeah.
I was saying a shout out to him. I think I did some work for a high end client who live out life. She tell me his mother's birthday sometime this week or whatever. Just wish her happy birthday and welcome.
Okay, Miss Alexander Millis.
I wish I could live to see that kind of age.
Yes, sir. Yes,
respect,
sir.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Nuri. Mr. Nuri, that was a mouthful. So, what is your response to the caller just now?
I'm 52 is a smart guy, and he gives a voice to a certain segment of society that needs to hear him and needs to know that there are people.
Yeah, he's very important. He's smart
for too. Who is learned and read. So I appreciate him, and I appreciate his continuous conversations and contributions. And there are times when people try to silence him, and he still calls all the same. So and it's good. It's good.
And I just have to be up on him because I want him to know that he's doing a fantastic job. You can't. And I always tell him, don't worry about one or two people. If I was worrying about one or two people, I wouldn't be in this far and being able to help my community and my country.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. Nuri.
And I know we're running out of time.
But
I want to remind the public that COVID is real, right? There are a number of people who are succumbing to COVID-19 because of comorbidities. And it is now affecting our children who are becoming sick. And before, we were saying that they were just spreading. But now they're being going into hospitals also, right? So we see that the government has made some tough decisions on have to curtail and put curfew back and certain businesses and what's not. It was not done out of spite. It was done basically out of necessity. But I see there's a need for proper conversation by government with the general public and with the business societies, especially those businesses that are being impacted.
There's a need for proper data to be given so we can understand and appreciate how the decisions are coming about. There's a need from government to go and find different avenues to relay information. There's a need to find surrogates to, like yourself, to disseminate information. There's a need to educate you so that you can become an ambassador for COVID and that you can speak the language that the persons in the city who have concerns and qualms about the vaccine can now be educated by you because you speak their language.
Yes.
There's a need to have a frank conversation and give honest answers to the public because there are a number of questions still being asked. And instead of the questions being answered, those persons are being dismissed and saying that, oh, you're ignorant. You make no sense because the only answer is the vaccine. And there needs to be more options besides AstraZeneca.
Johnson and Johnson,
whatever the issues they have, the Moderna and the Pfizer. And we see that our government is making steps towards that. I believe our government needs to be upfront and explain why there's a delay in vaccine, what we're doing to curtail that. But just that there needs to be better conversations and conversations with people being involved and going back and forth and to conclusion. I'm not even sure what happened to the PLP's COVID task force. I know they started off with one. I know that they used to give a report. I could give an alternative way in contrast to the government, and then the Bahamian people were able to decipher and say which one is better. But now you see that even the PLP's task force has gone on the wayside and stopped contributing, right? But we need better dialogue, better conversations, more conversations moving forward as we try to deal with this war that we're going through. I think that there needs to be a charge on the Bahamian people, a call to action, a call to war, and they need to be someone who can inspire the Bahamian people to act. And I don't necessarily believe that there's any kind of inspirational speeches. It's a bashing.
No.
A lot of bashing where people are becoming defensive.
Yes.
Instead of being sparked and goaded into action. And hopefully in the immediate future, that happens where people say, I understand. I understand what it is you need of me, and I'm committed to doing my part. And until that happens, you'll see there'll always be friction and a delay.
Yeah, because the scrub market gives you a prime example. You know, persons are not vaccinated, and the minister said what he said. I don't think he meant it to harm them, but he's saying, you know, because of the COVID-19 and so much people in the scrub market are not vaccinated, and he don't know when the scrub market is going to be open. See, those things right there are very serious because that brings in, like you said, not discrimination. But it seems to me that in the long run, if you don't get vaccinated, you will be discriminated against. You will be treated as an outsider. You won't be able allowed to go certain places. You will not be allowed to buy nor sell, like the Bible tells you.
The new normal, and those who believe in biblical prophecy, and are seeing parallel comparison to what's happening now, and that's why a number of them are being afraid. You see, there are a number of Christian-minded people who are petrified of what is happening. All their life they've been preparing for this. All their life they've been preached to about this. And now they're seeing their reality is coming to pass.
Yes.
And then we want to dismiss their faith, their belief, and who they are and say that they're not making any sense. When all their life they've been hearing a particular narrative and to see this narrative coming into fruition.
Yes.
And nobody is addressing their fears. And nobody's addressing their concerns. They have, despite your concerns, this is what is needed. And like I said, was saying before, the conversation is warped. And we need our leaders to have better conversations. I'm hoping that when the Prime Minister addresses the nation, he gives an address of hope. We can make some key decisions. Mm. He gives some information on the way forward, what the government plans to do. And I'm hoping that he engages the public, that the public can give him some feedback on what he's doing wrong. And I find that he got a number of support. And I remember he came back to the public, said that he heard the cries of the Bahamian people and he have changed. And he made decisions based on what the cries now. There are a number of Bahamians who are still crying, who are still complaining. The straw vendors are one of those groups. And there needs to be a response instead of a flippant dogmatic response, a dismissive response, then that is, y'all don't take the vaccine, therefore y'all can never be open. It needs to be a better, inclusive decision where we come together and say, let's see what we can do to empower you. And I'm hoping that in the future that narrative comes into pass and that our politicians realize that they work for us. They are just mere employees. They're not masters of our faith, you know, and that they need to remember that elections soon come. Can't be talking to behemoths any kind of way and expect us not to get frustrated. And then dismissing us and saying that we're simple and stupid and stuff ain't the right words to be saying there are no election. Because we have long memories. And our exes tend to be powerful. So I'm hoping that they learn to speak to us in a different tone, that we don't have to react and remind them who is the true boss.
Mm. Great. That's wonderful. The callers did wonderful tonight. You did wonderful, just outstanding. I just want to say this. The Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas cry wolf so much that sometimes he'd be sitting down on the wall, you know, with a bunch of kids, and he would be giving his speech, you know, and they'd be listening. And I watch those kids. They ain't even paying. They don't even know who the Prime Minister is. All they say is menace. All they do is say menace. Boy, all they say menace. Well, I ain't gonna say it. You know, the kids, them just say, minister, they don't know what type of prime minister he is. I mean, he made some decisions based on the fact that there was an outbreak, you know. Well, I can't say if I was in his shoes, what I was gonna do differently, you know. I can't say. You know, to us, we might say, if we was in that position, we would do otherwise and et cetera. Maybe, you know, boy. But I don't wanna be in his shoes, you know. I wouldn't wanna be in his shoes. So, Mr. Newey, you wanna say anything before you go?
No, I appreciate the invite once again. And sorry that I wasn't able to be in studio. But I know I wanted to call and give a contribution because I think your audience is diverse and that your voice is important and that the inner city is not represented enough and that you are an ambassador explaining to us what we need to do and what's the way forward. And I'm hoping that government agencies realize that what you do is important and that they embrace you and encounter you and ask you for help and advice. And by now, just the idea that you have qualms and concerns about taking the vaccine, someone in government should approach you by now and say, man, this needle's small. You know, if you could take a bullet, you could take a small needle. You know, be man. And knowing you as being a superhero, you know, you'd move from your Clark Kent type attitude and become, a Kyle,
yeah.
And take that that needle and say, ah, you know, Hulk. So, but hopefully they embrace you soon and let you be the Hulk that you are.
Yes.
And you become the spokesperson. And say, man, I took.
Yes, it's a need to. It's a need to. We need to have a better dialogue. We need to treat people with respect. We can't force nobody. We need to be mindful not to say the things that the Honorable Minister of Wake said, Desmond Bannister, against the Wakers. I don't think he intentionally meant it, but it's like discrimination. You know, you made it clear that it's not really discrimination, but it's leading towards that because people are not vaccinated and they are not trying to make it mandatory. But it seems that the government is making it mandatory step by step by step. And so indirectly, I always tell you people, you don't have to believe in the Bible, right? I ain't a Christian. I am a believer, all right? And I just want you to notice, listen closely. The Bible tells you that a nation that turns wicked like Solomon and Gomorrah pick up the attitudes, wilderness, laziness, woman cheating on their husband cheating on their wife, boyfriend and girlfriend cheating on one another, man raping young boys, man raping young girls, women raping young boys, and et cetera. You know, murders and all this stuff. Okay? Once your country is headed towards those, like Solomon Gomorrah, destruction is near for your country. America is in turmoil right now. Okay? It's in turmoil. There's no coming back for them. They have civil war, all right, in their country. When it was one of the greatest countries the world has ever seen, and they're in turmoil. With all the riches they have, and all the power they have. And now being the Bahamas, we must always remember, you don't have to be a Christian, but I want each and every individual to please apply the Ten Commandments to your life. Because when the blessing come to me from all around, and protection come to me from all around, all right? So I just hope you enjoy the show, all right? And we'll see you next week on Guardian Radio 96.9. Mr. Nuri, hey. You did a wonderful job.
I appreciate the invite again.
Yeah, man, you always do a wonderful job. You and the Aja Block, you always do an awesome job. You know, I want to say that. So we'll see you sometime in the near future.
Yes.
And I'd like to invite you back on the show. You and my corner boy, we grew up together.
Yes.
And I'm real proud of you.
Yes.
And that's why I always call you, because I'm real proud of you. Every time
I'm mad
if
you're chasing me, trying to beat me up at all. I'm mad for the robberies and stuff like that. It's growing pain. These things happen.
Man, you had Nintendo?
Yeah.
You had Clarks?
Well, yeah, I had to sign them up. Other people, you know, when they leave them outside, they didn't want them. So I said, look what God blessed me with. Brand new Nintendo I had to buy.
Okay, my brother. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah, man.
Right, thank you. And our sponsor for the show is not an Bamboo Shop, Miss Elaine Pender. She is the number one sponsor for the show. We are back on schedule. And I want to say thanks to Miss Elaine Pender and all the Bamboo Shop workers. And I'd like to say to the general public, please shop the Bamboo Shop, because she is a behemoth entrepreneur. And she is one of the greatest person you could ever meet, and very successful. And inspire yourself, people, to be Miss Elaine Pender. She started off with one Bamboo Shop. Now she has 5 in Nassau, and 1 in the United States of America, and looking to start franchise elsewhere in the world. All right? So we'll see you next week. And remember, keep the Ten Commandments and apply it to your life. And save the Bahamas and save yourself. See you next week on Guardian Radio 96. I want to say thanks to my producer, Mr. Wally. Excellent producer.